USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As some parents in Uvalde, Texas are complaining, it took police 40 minutes to engage the suspect after he barricaded himself in a classroom. Retired FBI Special Agent Kathy Guinder on CBS News explains what probably happened.
Which then makes it a little bit harder for officers to engage with him if he's barricaded in. So other officers arrived and they took a different approach because of a barricaded situation.
In the European war, Russian forces shelled more than 40 towns in Ukraine's Eastern Donbass region, forcing Ukrainians to bury civilians killed in mass graves. Russia's TASS news agency reported some 8,000 Ukrainian prisoners of war have been captured. Ukrainian President Zelensky said no to attempts to suggest that Kyiv give up territory to end the war. Zelensky said the idea smacked of attempts to appease Nazi Germany in 1938. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A hearing in Washington, D.C. is discussing the lack of border security at the U.S.-Mexico border.
At a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray is questioned by Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins about border security or lack thereof leading to an influx of illegal drug trafficking, addiction, and violence in the United States.
Transnational criminal organizations in Mexico enlisting the help of gangs and other organizations here in the U.S. to distribute the drugs, and there's violence over turf, over distribution routes, etc.
Director Ray says the FBI is playing a big role in addressing drug trafficking at the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden signed an executive order on Wednesday that sets broad new policing standards for federal law enforcement agencies. The order puts into place a police misconduct database, limits no-knock warrants, and bans chokeholds unless deadly force is authorized. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As some parents in Uvalde, Texas are complaining it took 40 minutes for law enforcement to respond to the shooter in one classroom, San Antonio Police Chief William McManus explains what he knows to Fox News.
Well, I got a call, I don't know, somewhere around noonish, advising me of what was going on in Uvalde. We immediately deployed our SWAT unit to Uvalde by helicopter. And so part of them went by helicopter, part of them went by vehicle. And by the time they got there, however, the situation had already been neutralized, but they stayed to assist.
The Border Patrol officer that took out the suspect showed a rip in his baseball cap from a bullet fired by the suspect.
No doubt that any time an officer enters that kind of situation, it is dangerous. It's potentially life-threatening. And you can see by this officer's hat that's an example of it.
The election between Mehmet Oz, David McCormick, is headed to a recount after Pennsylvania's top election official said Wednesday that the margin between the two Republican candidates was thin enough to trigger one. In a statement, Acting Secretary of State Lee Chapman said she would order a statutorily required statewide recount in the May 17th Republican primary race for a U.S. Senate seat. Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick, the first and second place finishers respectively, have vote totals within 0.5%. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.